Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We are back in Sydney, back from Rockhampton. A fantastic show on Friday night. Had a great time. I know a lot of people that were there are Guru listeners to the podcast. Unreal to have you guys all there. We gave out our beers and break-evens hats to two champion fellas. It was unreal. Had a great night. Great pub. One of the great pubs all time, the Great Western Hotel. That was unbelievable up there. I've never seen anything like it. And yeah, a pretty special experience, these country tours. Really, really enjoying them. Happy to be home. But Friday night was unreal. So thank you to all of you that did come out. Fantastic crowd. It's wild. We've been to three pubs in three different towns over the last 3 weeks. I honestly have not come across a single dickhead yet, which is unfucking believable. So fantastic. We are back in Sydney now, though, recording from our studio. We did a preview of the games yesterday on Friday morning, I think it was, and had it scheduled for yesterday. I'm not sure how we went with our try scorers, to be honest with you. It seems like a while ago since we did them, but I think I would have picked up a couple for you guys. I know, like, Tony Staggs and Reece Walsh, we were high on them for the Brisbane Broncos. The Cowboys fullback, he obviously crossed the stripe, which was good to see. So, result-wise, didn't do too well. Didn't see the Titans coming. Didn't see the Warriors coming. I thought those games would be closer than what people thought, as I said in the previews, but I didn't think they'd win. And you know what? As much as I got the Broncos right, the Dragons, this is another game I thought would be close, but I did not expect the Dragons to dominate as much as they did in the first 60, 70 minutes. That was unbelievable watching that. But I'll tell you what, credit to the Brisbane Broncos. They just hung in, and that's what good teams do. They play shit, and they win. And, you know, the Broncos played 15 minutes of Broncos footy, realistically, and managed to put on 40 points. Pretty fucking scary what Brisbane did last night. Unfortunate for you Dragons fans, but let's get into the games this afternoon. We've got two crackers. Sunday afternoon games, traditionally not fantastic ones. I like them this afternoon. Obviously, 6:15, the late game. You've got the Raiders and the Sharkies. I'm really, really looking forward to that one. And then 4:05 p.m., the first game coming to you from Belmore Oval. We've got the Bulldogs taking on the West Tigers, which I'm also really keen for. Really interesting game. Obviously, a game that 2 weeks ago we would have gone, oh my God, couldn't think of anything worse. But Canterbury, obviously a huge bounce back last week, knocking over the Melbourne Storm. Very, very impressive stuff there from Canterbury, so they'll be riding high, taking on the West Tigers today, who, if they lose this one, they start their 2023 campaign 0-3. Considering all their buys and everything and all the hype around the Tigers, that would be incredibly disappointing. So we have always got to be aware of the bounce back factor. Teams get, you know, very desperate very early. The West Tigers will be one of those. So I'm actually looking forward to this game. I think it'll be a really, really interesting one. There is still plenty of speculation about both 5'8", Matt Burton, Adam Dewey. My mail during the week was that Adam Dewey wouldn't play, but when you have a look at the side that they've got at the moment, obviously you've still got Wakeham on the bench, so he could potentially come in for Dewey if need be, but I would say that if he's still on the side as it stands right now, I reckon he's firming up to play in this one, so I think I was probably wrong on that one, but we'll see how it plays out this afternoon. My mail during the week was that the bruising was pretty bad and he wouldn't play. The Canterbury Bulldogs, though, in the last 24 hours, come out that Matt Burton might not feature in this one. If so, very interesting for Canterbury. I mean, they played incredibly well last week and Burton just did his job. He didn't really have to do a stack last week. So an interesting one there. Obviously, Josh Reynolds, he's on the extended bench. I thought there was a chance that we might see the debut of Carl Oluwapu, but he is playing reserve grade this afternoon. So Josh Reynolds in jersey 21. I thought Carl might be the next man up. Looks like Josh Reynolds might be that guy realistically. Let's go through both the 17s as they stand right now. Hayes Perham at fullback for Canterbury. Kiraz on one wing. Josh Adokar on the other side. Avrilo and Alamotti in the centres. Matty Burton in the six. Kyle Flanagan in the seven, coming off a really good game last week. Max King up front with Ryan Sutton. Reid Marnie, what a season he's having, in the nine. Viliami Kikau and Jacob Preston. Our boy Jacob Preston. Love him today for an anytimer. Love him every single week, just quietly. And Raymond Faitala-Mariner in jersey 13. On the bench, they're running with Jaden Ockerbaugh, Corey Waddell, New Brown, and Jaden Tanner. Very interesting, this Jaden Ockerbaugh situation. Doesn't really make a heap of sense to me. But yeah, interesting what they're doing there. Their extended bench, they've got Joshie Reynolds and Jackson Topine. I would assume, Jackson Topine, sorry. I would assume that if Josh Reynolds comes into this side, it would probably be for Matty Burton. Personally, I would rather have Josh Reynolds on my bench than like a Jaden Ockerbaugh. But he is a slightly bigger body. They've already got New Brown there, so we'll let Serraldo make those decisions. For the West Tigers, Charlie Staines at fullback obviously comes in to replace Dane Laurie. David Nofaluma on one wing, and Junior Tupou is on the other wing as well. Really, really like this kid. I think he's got a heap of ability. Hopefully he can have a big career at the West Tigers. Brett Naden in the centre, so I think despite the Tigers being a shit fight so far, he's been really good. Stafatoa comes in for Tommy Talau. Very talented player, Stafatoa. I really like him. Adam Dewey in the six, Luke Brooks in the seven, Stefano up front with David Clemmer. Appy Curacao in the nine. They need a big game from Appy and their middles as well. Asu Kapoa, he will be on the left edge. I really like the look of him at the moment. I think he's going to be... I think the move into the back row of him is going to be really good for the West Tigers. I think over the next few weeks, you will probably see Isaiah Papali'i come back in. He'll probably go back to the bench. But I think he'll be a really good impact player for them this year. And of course, jersey 20 starting on the right edge, we would assume. Johnny Bateman, his debut. Reasonably hot day down here in Sydney, so it's going to really test Johnny Bateman in his first hit out for the West Tigers, coming off a pretty limited preseason. But if anyone can turn this around, it has to be Johnny Bateman. You know, just what he brings to a team, you can't coach it. You can't train it. It's wild. So hopefully he can have the positive impact that we're hoping for on this side. Heard James Graham say during the week that what John Bateman brings is a fear to make a mistake, because you don't want to let him down. You don't want him to spray you, et cetera, et cetera. So fingers crossed. For Noah Bowen, the 13, who I really like as well. This Tigers team, they've got a lot of talent in them. They just can't seem to gel it all together. Hopefully today's the day. On the bench, Sean Blore, Wakeham, Alex Twell, and Big Joe O'Offahengawi. Their extended bench, Justin Matamua is the only one that I could see coming in, but I think they will run 1-17. I wouldn't be surprised if Sean Blore does start on the edge instead of John Bateman, or if he maybe comes on during the game. I'm just not sure if Bateman's going to be able to do the full 80 minutes in this heat. Where am I sitting on this one? I think Canterbury at Belmore, it's such a huge advantage. I think it's multicultural round as well. I think that, you know, this round, if it means... I'm not saying it means more to certain teams than others, but I think if you were to pick one team that it means the most to, I think Canterbury, the family club, they've built themselves off being very multicultural for a very long time. It's a big deal from Canterbury, so I'm expecting a big game from them here. $1.40, not a heap of value there, but I think there's a couple of anytime try scorers which you can get on. I will say this, the West Tigers, I don't think they're going to win, but as we all know, round two, round three, there's always upsets. We've seen it so far. This is a desperate team. If they start 0-3, they find themselves in trouble very quickly. I'm sure that these Tigers boys, especially John Bateman arriving there this week, I think he'll be big for them. And I mean, I think he would relish the opportunity to, you know, go to Belmore Oval to take on the high-flying Bulldogs after last week with everyone writing him off, everyone giving him shit. I refuse to rule out a West Tigers upset today, which is why I won't be betting on the result. I'll just be taking anytime try scorers. But I just think multicultural around Belmore, Canterbury coming off last week, I just think they'll be too strong. Franklin Pele out as well. You probably already knew that, but for you Supercoach players, no Pele this week. We'll say with the Tigers, though, they are missing a fair whack of truths. Obviously, Isaiah Papali, Dane Laurie, Jake Simkin, Tommy Talao, Alex Seifarth. Some of those guys, not superstars. Some of them are, though. And I think they're really, really going to miss those guys. So I'm going to take Canterbury. I'm probably not going to have a punt on the result, though. I think it's just a little bit short, not a stack of value there. So I'll be looking for some any timers in this one. So let's get to those. My very first one, he's at $1.78 as an anytime try scorer, which I think is good value for him, Jacob Kiraz, but he's at $5 to score two tries, and that's where I'll be on. Jacob Kiraz, he's going to be my Supercoach captain today. I'm going to back him in to score a few meters. I think he has a big score. I think going up against that wing, that left edge there for the West Tigers, David Nofaluma, I think they can be found out there. So Jacob Kiraz, $5 there. I really, really like him to score two meat pies. As far as anytime try scorers for Canterbury, as per usual, Jacob Preston, $4.10. He gets shorter and shorter every single week. I hope you got him last week at about, I think it was sixes or eights or something. He'll be short for the rest of the season now, so hopefully you cashed in last week. The other one I'm going to point out, I'm going to back in Kyle Flanagan to have a big game here. If Burton doesn't play especially, I really like Flano. I think he'll take a lot of confidence from last week, and I think that the pressure of Carl Oluwapu, I think the pressure of Josh Reynolds in this squad, I think it's going to have a really positive impact on Kyle Flanagan. So $5.90, good value there. But the ones that I love, Jacob Preston, $4.10. I'm all over that. And I think that Kiraz to score two tries at $5, that's my favourite bet in this game. Really, really like it. Wouldn't be surprised to see him do that by halftime, to be honest with you. I'm very high on that one. So fingers crossed. The other one I do like is Paul Alamotti. Brandy, $3.20, anytime try scorer. Value, value, value. Really like that. Same as Jake Avrilo, $2.10. I think there's outside of your Adokars and your Kiraz, and I still think Kiraz at $1.78 is good value. Man, some of their outside backs in a game where they could score points, Avrilo, Perham, Burton, Alamotti, they're all over $2, and Alamotti's into the threes. So I really, really like the value for Canterbury anytime try scorers. West Tigers, obviously being outsiders, you can get both their wingers at, you know, $2.50-odd, Nofaluma and Tupu. The one I like is Brett Naden, coming in at $4.20. I think he's looked really, really strong this year, really hard to handle. I'm not sure how many points the West Tigers score today, but with just the theme of the weekend and the amount of upsets and how desperate they are, Brett Naden at $4.20, I don't mind. Adam Dewey, if he plays, $4.70. A little bit worried about this bruising, to be honest with you, but he's always good value for a try. And Johnny Bateman, coming in at $5.40. Not a guy I'll be betting on, but if you're a big believer in Johnny Bateman and what he does, to get fives for John Bateman is unreal there. But for me, guys, Jacob Preston, $4.10, and Kiraz for a double at $5. That's where I see the value this afternoon, and that's probably where I'll be having a fish there. All right, let's have a look at the late game. We've got the Canberra Raiders taking on the Cronulla Sharks. Really excited about this one. The Canberra Raiders, similar to the West Tigers, haven't won a game yet. I'm actually tipping them for a big bounce back here. They're about $2.20 here. I think they're about $2.40, $2.50 earlier in the week, so they have come in a little bit. I am tipping them to get an upset here. The Sharkies, they're a fantastic side. I just think this will be a Ricky Stewart classic where they'll be gritty. It'll be ugly, but I just think the Raiders get the job done at home. I just think that bounce back factor for Ricky's Raiders will be big today. Let's go through their squad. Sebastian Chris at fullback. Hopawate on one wing, James Schiller on the other side, Matty Timoko and Harley Smith-Shields in the centres, Jackie Boy White in the six, Jamal Fogarty in the seven. Up front, Basami Solo, still no sign of Josh Papali'i with Joey Tapane. Danny Levi starts in the nine. Their edges, Hudson Young and Elliot Whitehead, with Corey Hadawira-Nada starting in jersey 13. On their bench, Tommy Starling, Trey Mooney, Corey Horsburgh, and Emre Guler. They're extended. Still got Matty Frawley and Peter Holler. I think the Raiders will go 1-17 as they have been named there. Let's have a look at the Sharkies. Will Kennedy at fullback, coming off a cracking game last week. He was unreal. Sione Katoa and Mulatalo on the wings. Jesse Raymond and Sifa Talakai in the centres. One of the scariest centre pairings in rugby league, these two. Matty Moylan in the six. Braden Trindle in the seven. Still no sign of Nico Hines. We hope to see him next week, but I'm very, very sceptical on that. Toby Rudolph and Hamlin Wille in the front row, with Blake Brayley in the nine. Britton Nicara in the back row with Teague Wilton and Dale Finucane in jersey 13. Their bench, what a bench it is. Cam McInnes, Royce Hunt, Oregon Kafusi, and Jack Williams, the Kuma Stallion, returning. Their extended, Connor Tracy, Mr. Utility, and the big fella, Tommy Hazleton. I think that the Sharkies will sort of run out 1-17 here. I understand the argument to bring Connor Tracy onto the bench, But I think going up against this big Raiders pack, I'd be going with four forwards there. And they have got guys like Teague Wilton, Britton Nicara, these sort of guys that can shift out to centre and whatever. They can cover just about every position if they need to. So I think they will run 1-17 as well. As I said, I am tipping the Canberra Raiders to win this one. An upset prediction here. I just think Ricky, he'll have his boys up for this one. They're desperate. They need to get a W on the board here. And yeah, I think the Sharkies are a great side. And if Nico Hines was there, I would definitely be taking the Cronulla Sharks, but I just got a feeling about the Raiders. It's more vibe than anything, to be honest with you. I think that they can get the job done in this one. Let's have a look at my anytime try scorers for this game. First of all, I like the Raiders. I think it'll be ugly. I think they win tight. Raiders 1-12, $3.50. Good value there. I like it. When we go and have a look through my anytime try scorers, Jackie Boy Whiten floating both sides of the ruck. I absolutely love that. They're lacking a bit of strike at the moment without Rapana, without Xavier Savage, these sort of guys. So I think it'll be played through the middle, and I think Jackie Boy sweeping on both sides, similar to what he did last week. I'm going to back him in for a meaty. Pretty short, $3.15. Don't love the value, but I do think Jack scores today. The other one that I love, always love betting on him in Canberra to score a try, is Corey Hadawira-Nader. He can score a try out of absolutely fucking anywhere. You don't even need to give him a half opportunity. He can just produce something out of nothing, and I feel like it's going to be one of those games. It's going to be ugly. There's not going to be a stack of points, and I feel like he's the sort of guy that can break it open at $5.60. CHN, I really like him. They're in the nation's capital. They're desperate for a win. There's still no Josh Papali'i. Joe Tapanay has been reasonably quiet to start the season. Him at $7.50. I think he'll be very keen to take it to this big Sharkies pack. So Joe Tapanay at $7.50. I don't mind him as well. So from the Raiders, Joe Tapanay, CHN, and Jack White, another guys I like there. Matty Timoko, I think he's looked incredible so far this season. Very, very strong. Came up with a really poor defensive read last week that he'll be filthy on himself for. So he'll be looking to make a big jump back and improve there. When I have a look at the Sharkies, obviously scored a number of points last week. Will Kennedy at $2.50. I still don't understand why he's this far out. Very good value there. Jesse Ramien. The thing I love about Jesse Ramien from a betting and super coach point of view, very rarely passes the football. He's aware of how strong he is. I always like him. $2.65. Our boy Teague Wilton, we thought, oh, we love him for a try in this game as well. $3.80. Very, very short for a back rower there, but I think he will score a number of tries this year, Teague Wilton. It's just about picking the right moments. The guy I do like off the bench, and I think his leg speed is going to be really important this week, and I think that in the first two games, he's dropped a bit of ball. I don't think he'd be overly happy with his performances to start the season. Cam McInnes, not a noted try scorer, but I just think Jaden Brayley with Cam McInnes with his leg speed around this big pack there, I've got a feeling this will be the sort of game that's played through the middle, and you know, the toughest guys on the field could stand up, and I reckon Cam McInnes at $5.75. I don't mind the value there. I've just got a bit of a feeling about Cam McInnes today. So, guys, those are my anytime try scorers from the Sharkies. Cam McInnes, Teague Wilton, but he's very short. I'm actually liking that less and less at $3.80. Jesse Ramien, I like. Will Kennedy, I like at $2.50. Then for the Raids, Jackie Whiten at $3.15. Corey Hadawira-Nader at $5.60. And then Joe Tapanay, $7.50. Don't sleep on Matty Timoko either at $3.25. I think that is good value there. So I've got the Raiders winning in an upset, and I have got the Canterbury Bulldogs winning at Belmore for Sunday afternoon footy in round three. Enjoy your games this afternoon, guys. They should be crackers. Best of luck with your super coach this afternoon. If you're on Kiraz with me, let's cheer him on. Love him for two tries this afternoon at $5 and 100 plus. A super coach captain would be a dream come true. I'm also, if you're a draft player and you listen to my podcast during the week, pretty much said that I have no hope in hell of winning my game this weekend. Turns out I might be on a path to a miracle upset victory. I actually VC'd Jermaine Osako on Friday night, but because we're doing the show, I didn't see him score his two tries. I didn't know he scored well. I didn't even know who my captain was on because I was on stage doing the live show. I took Cody Walker. So I got a 35 from Cody Walker, which is disappointing, but I'm still a sniff.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
to win my game this weekend with 9 or 10 players, which is fucking unbelievable. So fingers crossed we can get that done. That'll be a great little bonus 2 points that I could pick up there. We'll see how we go there. Stay tuned for my draft recap this week. It'll either be champagne or it'll be very quiet like last week. Hopefully we're getting the champagne out and celebrating though. Enjoy your footy this afternoon, guys. All of our reviews and everything will be coming tomorrow on the Rugby League Guru Podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.